song again.
Following program is listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries.
Consider His Word. Consider His Word. Consider His Word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Today we're continuing our series about the anticipation of the Messiah, the anticipation of Christmas. Our text is going to be from Isaiah chapter 40. So if you have a Bible, pick it up, grab it, join us as we consider His Word today. I want to remind you about two things, and I've spoken to these before. First of all, of course, is our prayer journal. We send out many of these. We'd love to get one to you as well. If you go to our website, considerhisword.org, click on the link that says Contact Us. We would love to send you one of our prayer journals. If you'll just give us the station where you're hearing us today, give us an address, and we'll send one to you absolutely free. Now, this is just a little notebook. Fits into a shirt pocket or to a purse or Bible case. Take it with you wherever you go, and there you can keep track of your prayer requests before God. He said, "Let your requests be made known unto God." And so in this little prayer journal, you can write them down as people ask for prayer. You can just pull out your prayer journal and write it down right then. I do that many times. And so just simply contact us through the website, or if you prefer, you can email me directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Again, considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Or, as many do, you can just simply write to us. Here's our address. Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. I'll give that to you one more time. Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Now, I said there were two things. The second thing is an offer we only make a couple of times a year. Some time ago, I wrote a book also called Consider His Word. It is a daily devotional. It has a guide to read through the Bible in a year. It would make a great gift for someone to read the Bible through in a year. It has a devotion for every day of the year. Now, I'm offering these for a gift to this ministry of $25. That's postage paid. $25 postage paid, and we'll send you the book. Now, I'm not going to go through all the addresses and things again, but you can go to the website, Consider His Word, and get our address there. So $25 postage paid, and we'll send you the book. Now, we're probably only going to mention this maybe one more time this year, and then that will be it. So either way, we'd love to hear from you. Now, let's take a look at Isaiah 40. I'm going to begin reading. Actually, I'm going to start at verse 1 and read down through verse 5. The Bible says, comfort ye my people, saith your God. Speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem, and cry out unto her that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned. For she has received of the Lord Lord's hand double for all her sins. The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. I want you to notice that phrase in verse 5. The glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. The glory of the Lord was the coming of Jesus. And from the time of Genesis People were looking for the Messiah to come. Now, last week, we touched on how the prophets would anticipate the coming of the Messiah. And we looked at many of them. I'm not going to go through all of them again, but we looked at from the Garden of Eden, from the time of Abraham in Genesis chapter 12, where God said, I will bless thee, bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee, and in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. From the time of Moses in Deuteronomy, from the Psalms, from Isaiah that we read here, and of course Isaiah 7:14, when he said, therefore the Lord himself shall show you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel, that is, God with us. From the times of Jeremiah, when he said that the Lord our righteous would come, Micah that prophesied about Bethlehem, from every period in Bible history, from the Pentateuch, the first five books of the Bible, from the time of the Exodus, from the time of the conquering of the Promised Land, from the time of the kings and the Babylonian captivity, from all of the major prophets, and from the time of the minor prophets, from every period of the Bible, there was an anticipation of the coming of Christ. And I believe that was a great anticipation, that it was not just something casual. In fact, even when John the Baptist was preaching, if you remember, preaching a baptism of repentance, telling people to turn from their sin and to get right with God, the Sanhedrin sent a delegation to them, and they asked him, are you the one? Are you that prophet that should come? Now, they were talking about the prophet that Moses spoke of when he was speaking to the people there on the banks of the Jordan River and was telling them about the coming of the Messiah. And he told them, the Lord thy God will raise up unto thee a prophet from the midst of thee, thy brethren, like unto me, unto him ye shall hearken. And they thought maybe John the Baptist was the Messiah. And of course, John said, no, he was not the Messiah. In fact, he said, I'm not even worthy to bend down and untie his shoes. And he pointed the people to Jesus. They looked for him. You know, As I get older and as I look over the years, I always love this time of year. I love Christmas time. I love everything about it. I love the music. I love the old Christmas carols. I even have a couple of secular songs that I like to hear every year. I enjoy the decorations. You know, I think especially the decorations, the colors, the lights, all of those things ultimately point us to Jesus. But it's not just the day that's exciting as it is. And I always enjoy Christmas Day and celebrate and worship in Christmas Day. But it was the anticipation of Christmas that I was always so excited about. Oh, I would count down the days. Actually, there were 2 days I would count down. I would count down the days to Christmas vacation when we would get out of school. But then also count down the days to Christmas. And for me, you know, growing up, like most kids, it was about getting stuff, about what presents I would receive and what kind of neat things I would get for Christmas that year. When I grew up and had children of my own, it was about seeing them anticipate Christmas and seeing them being excited about the things that they did. And we created, I believe that we had some great Christmas memories, and was just talking to my wife about them the other day and things we used to do with the kids at Christmas time. It was that anticipation. But he was not only anticipated by the prophets. You know, there was a priest in the New Testament that anticipated his coming. I want to go over to Luke chapter 1 for just a moment. The second book of third book of the New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke, chapter 1, and read verse 17. Now, this was a priest. His name was Zechariah. In verse 19, the Lord was telling him, and he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias, or Elijah, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. And Zechariah said unto the angel, whereby shall I know this? For I am old man, and my wife is well stricken in years. And the angel answered, said to him, I'm Gabriel, that stand in the presence of God, and am sent to speak unto thee and show thee glad tidings. Here, Zechariah was given the information he needed that the Messiah was about to come, and that he and his wife would have a child. As they were growing old, they were beyond being able to have children. And yet God told him that there would be a son, and that son would point people to the Lord. In verse 13, he said, "The angel said unto him, Fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard, and the wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John." Now notice, we're not talking about Jesus here. It would be John the Baptist that would later turn people to Jesus to point him. Verse 16 says, "And many of the children of Israel shall turn to the Lord their God." And he told him about the ministry his son would have, that John would have, to make the people ready, to prepare people for the coming of the Messiah. The glad tidings you hear about in verse 19, it was good news. Remember what the angel said, "I bring you great news, good tidings of great joy." It would be those good tidings of the Messiah that would come. But not just this priest. There was Mary and Joseph that looked for him. The people that were anticipating. So many were watching for Christ to come. They knew the time was right. They had not heard from God in over 400 years. And now they knew the time was right, that the Messiah, they knew that God had spoken, and they knew that Messiah would come. They had heard the messages. Two particularly are mentioned in Luke chapter 2 when Mary and Joseph brought Jesus to the temple. Remember Simeon and Anna, they were very specifically looking for the Messiah. They had asked John the Baptist, remember, if he was the prophet that Moses had promised. They were watching for him. And you know, after hearing Jesus speak, they thought this was the prophet again that Moses had promised. They were looking for Jesus. They were anticipating his coming. You know, all during the Christmas season, we have such a great opportunity to point people to Jesus, to anticipate his coming, to show them about his birth, that he was not just a baby who died in a manger, but that he died in a manger. He was not just a baby that was born in a manger, but that he lived a perfect life, that then he died on the cross, taking our sin upon himself so that we could have eternal life. This was the Messiah, the appointed one, the one they were looking for, the one that they knew would take away the sin of the world. Later in Luke chapter 2, you know, it was very specifically spoken to Joseph that this would be the Savior. His name would be Jesus, who had come to save their people from their sin. You know, as we approach Christmas, the one verse that comes to my mind, and I've been thinking about it a lot, I speak about it almost every opportunity that I get, is that verse in Luke chapter 2, I think it's in verse 11, where the angels had come to the shepherds, and they were telling them about the Messiah that was to come. And they told him, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." And they went to see him right away. Well, our time is gone. We'll pick up again next week. Thanks for joining us. God bless you.
Consider his word. Consider his word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word.